The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start out with the Grammy Awards. Fans of the Grammy Awards will notice some changes when the awards are handed out in January. The 63rd Grammy Awards will again be held in Los Angeles. The Recording Academy has changed the name of their Best World Music Album category to the Best Global Music Album, an attempt to find a more relevant, modern, and inclusive term. The step comes some 5 months after the Academy made changes to several Grammy Awards categories, including renaming the Best Urban Contemporary Album category to Best Progressive R&B Album. It also follows a similar recent step made by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, which changed the name of its Best Foreign Language Film Oscar to Best International Feature Film. The Academy said the newly named category will continue to provide a home for influential music from all parts of the globe, yet bringing with it a fresh perspective fueled by authenticity, diversity, and direct inclusion into our process. And the Grammy Awards program is, I believe, January 31st. Up next, lovers of opera music take note. The Metropolitan Opera is streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the Live and HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 Eastern Time and remains accessible for on-demand view until 6:30 the following day, 6:30 p.m. the following day. The schedule will include outstanding complete performances from the past 14 years of cinema transmissions, starring all of opera's greatest singers. In addition to the free operas, opera's greatest stars perform in a groundbreaking new series of pay-per-view recitals in striking locations around the globe, each live via satellite and shot with multiple cameras. While the Metropolitan Opera House remains dark because of the ongoing health crisis, Met Stars Live in Concert will allow audiences to experience extraordinary solo and duo performances by top singers, streamed live online. Tickets for each one of those concerts are $20, and each performance runs approximately 75 minutes. For details on both programs, check the website metopera.org. All right, let's have a few laughs. Here's what's going on in the coming weeks at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-828-5233. Friday through Sunday, November 13th through the 15th, Michael Collier. Michael is a multi-talented actor, comedian, and author. He is absolutely no stranger to work, as he is still packing out shows in major cities night after night. His wit, charm, and unique sense of style has been captivating audiences since the 80s. Moses Storm is up next in November, a talented comedian and actor who can be seen in the new season of I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime, Arrested Development on Netflix, and This Is Us on NBC. He made his late-night debut on Conan, where he received a standing ovation after his performance. And he has since been tapped to host Conan O'Brien's new live variety show, Team Coco's Up and Up. Friday through Sunday, November 27th through the 29th, Ali Sadiq, a stand-up comedian, public speaker, writer out of Houston. His unique style of stand-up began behind the walls of incarceration, an incubator for interesting experiences and good stories. People received their first taste of Ali Sadiq when he appeared on HBO's Def Comedy Jam and Live from Gotham, and in 2013 he was named Comedy Central's number one comic to watch. Thursday through Saturday, December 3rd through the 5th, Ryan Niemiller. Despite being born with a disability in both arms, Ryan, the self-proclaimed cripple threat of comedy, shares his views of the world from the perspective of the handicapped. Ryan began his comedy career in L.A. and has been performing in clubs and colleges across the country. Friday through Sunday, December 11th through the 13th, Tony Roberts is going to be at Good Nights. Tony may not be a household name, but he's garnered the coveted honor of being a comedian's comedian. A nonstop, energy-charged joke ride, Robert tackles everything from personal stories to popular culture with the same gusto and bounce around the stage energy that will have you crying from laughter. And Thursday through Sunday, December 17th through the 20th, Taylor Tomlinson. You've seen her on Conan, MTV's Safe Word, Comedy Central's Adam Devine's House Party, and in the top 10 finalists of NBC's Last Comic Standing. Taylor started doing stand-up at the age of 16, and has been letting stand-up slowly ruin her life ever since. She is one of the country's youngest touring headliners. When she's not live on stage, fans from coast to coast tune in to hear her on the Self-Helpless podcast every week. Note about Goodnight's Comedy Club, all shows are 18-plus unless noted. All right, checking out the lineup at Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. The phone number, 919-589-8558. Saturday and Sunday, November 28th and 29th, Ian Bagg. Ian started his comedy career in his native Canada. He proceeded to do all the show business things that every successful Canadian entertainer does. He went to Hockey Night in Canada on a Saturday night, performed at the Montreal Comedy Festival, kissed a fish in Newfoundland, and a Comedy Now special on CTV. Monday, December 7th, it's Jeff Allen and his America I Grew Up In tour. Jeff combines clean, hilarious humor like no other comedian working today. Besides performing at corporate functions and fundraisers, he regularly appears on television, radio, and casinos across the country. With over 100 million video views, comedian and viral sensation, Jeff is one of the world's funniest, most inspiring comedians. Thursday, December 10th at Raleigh Improv, Andy Forrester. Andy has been performing comedy since 1999, and his brand of off-the-wall humor has made him a club favorite all across the country. Thursday through Saturday, December 17th through the 19th, is Craig Shoemaker. What comedian do you know who has two Emmys, appeared on Broadway, and was voted Best Male Stand-Up at the American Comedy Awards. That's right, it's the Love Master, Craig Shoemaker, best known for his engaging, relatable stand-up and iconic baritone-voiced character, the Love Master. Craig has also recurred on hit television shows such as Parks and Recreation and The Bold and the Beautiful. Thursday through Sunday, December 31st through January 3rd, Eri Spears. Ever since this Chicago native was 14 years old, he's been a force to be reckoned with in the comedy scene throughout America. His quick wit, charisma, and ferociously aggressive style of comedy have earned him critical acclaim, high accolades, and above all, a busy schedule. Okay, moving on to the schedule at PNC Arena, where tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. And the schedule starts next year on February 20th, which is a Saturday. It's the 2021 Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series. The game will be played at Carter-Finley Stadium. Friday through Sunday, March 19th through the 21st, the 2021 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship first and second rounds. The rest of the schedule, also in March, it's Michael Bublé. Then we go to June for the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. And later on in the year, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour, Rage Against the Machine, the public service announcement tour, Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get tour, and finally Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2020. All right, Cocobooth Amphitheater, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, and Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. All three of the amphitheater venues have no shows the rest of this year, and they are scheduling for some things next year. It all starts in 2021 in March at Coastal Credit Union Music Park. The shows will start on Saturday, April 17th, again, of 2021. Red Hat Amphitheater has its restart on May 6th with Maren Morris. That's at Red Hat. Spectrum Center in Charlotte does have a fairly new item on the schedule. Friday, December 18th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And then the schedule jumps to March of 2021. Charlotte Bank of America Stadium, the no shows until April of next year, and that's Garth Brooks and his Dive Bar Stadium Tour. After that, April 17th, it's Billy Joel. And at the Greensboro Coliseum, the current 2021 concert schedule includes Mercy Me on March 25th, Kane Brown March 26th, and Feed the Streets Tour April 2nd. Later in the year, the Millennium Tour for King and Country, Justin Bieber and Jim Gaffigan, and Dan and Shay, the Arena Tour in September. All right, checking out Duke performances, phone number 919-660-3356. All shows start at 8, unless noted. We've got a virtual fall season with High Quality Commission Films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances will now appear on Vimeo for ticket holders. Before the premiere, ticket holders will receive a unique Vimeo link to stream each performance online at the scheduled time. After the conclusion of the premiere, films will be available for viewing for another 24 hours. Coming up Friday, November 13th, it's In Conversation with Chris Pattershall, a Grammy-nominated jazz pianist. Saturday, November 14th, Kaihan Kalhor, an internationally acclaimed virtuoso on the spiked fiddle. It's pronounced as a kamanche. And anyway, it's also known as a spiked fiddle. Kaihan, who through his many musical collaborations has been instrumental in popularizing Persian music around the world. Sunday, November 15th, Duke Performances Chompy Quartet, founded at Duke University in the mid-60s. Saturday, November 21st, Chris Pattershall, for his Duke Performances film, Grammy-nominated jazz wonderkind and Durham native Chris Pattershall will present a diverse body of material for solo piano and piano vocal duets spun out of his decade of participation in Durham and Duke University music scenes, as well as his long, serious investigations of the music of Billy Strayhorn. Then on Saturday, December 5th, Duke Performances, Christina and Michelle Naughton, piano duo. There's a long tradition of sibling piano duos with inherited musical connections, and Christina and Michelle are no different. The captivating identical twins are renowned for their technical mastery and have to be heard to believed, and that is from the Washington Post. Carolina Performing Arts program starts at 7:30, unless noted. This season features The Spark with Tiff Merritt, a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter and UNC alum, and she will be interviewing Thursday, November 19th, Wynton Marsalis and Carlos Enriquez. And this is a 45-minute live-streamed conversation. On Thursday, November 19th, she will interview again Marsalis, an internationally acclaimed musician and composer, and is the managing and artistic director of jazz at Lincoln Center. Carlos Enriquez is a bassist for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and lecturer at Northwestern University School of Music. Been a while since we talked about this. Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, but concerts won't be starting anytime soon. The tour was scheduled for a stop at the Greensboro Coliseum earlier this year, but of course it was postponed. It's now scheduled for April 19th of 2022. Elton John last played in Raleigh at PNC Arena in March 2019. All right, let's check out the schedule for Carolina Theater. It's on West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, December 5th, Al Strong and Trio. This is a free virtual event at 11. Strong and his dynamic ensemble demonstrate the fundamental components at work when a band protects the melody of a song with groove. This highly interactive performance provides an in-depth look at what makes a group of musicians sound like one voice, able to bend and shape the sound of music through subtle spontaneity. Saturday, January 2nd, North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble's Sound in Motion. The ensemble is celebrating its 37th season. The group has produced award-winning dancers such as Michelle Dorrance, Jason Janis, and Jared Grimes. Performance starts at 7. Saturday, January 16th, Carolina Theater, Casey Neese, Muggle Magic. This is a free virtual event at 11. Join Professor Casey Neese on loan from the Ministry of Non-Magical Studies as he takes your students on a fun-filled program full of science and magic. Sunday, January 24th, it's Jax Films Presents Yesterday, I Ask You Live. Jack Douglas, better known as Jax Films Online, is turning his popular series Yesterday, I Ask You into a live game show. Tuesday, January 26th, The Movement, an a cappella musical. It's a virtual performance at 10. An original work composed by Kathy D. Harrison that tells the story of the children and teens in Alabama who stood against racial injustice in 1963 and changed American history. Monday, February 1st, it's February 1. This is a virtual performance at 10 a.m. On this remarkable day, February 1st, 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. The Greensboro Four, as they began a sit-in at a Woolworths lunch counter in North Carolina. The restaurant refused service to patrons of color. This demonstration is considered one of the pivotal moments in the American Civil Rights Movement. Wednesday, February 3rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Conventional wisdom has it that Amy Grant put contemporary Christian music on the map, becoming the first CCM artist to have a platinum record, the first to hit number one on the pop charts, and the first to perform at the Grammy Awards. Saturday, February 6th, it's Donna Washington at Carolina Theater. This is a free virtual event at 11. A highly animated performer, Donna has a long history of entertaining, educating, and inspiring audiences with her vocal pyrotechnics, elastic face, and deep characterizations that bring folklore, literary tales, and personal narratives to life. Wednesday, February 10th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. This, again, a virtual performance at 10 a.m. For over 20 years, Donovan Zimmerman and Jan Berger have used paper mache, cardboard, bamboo, old house paints, cloth, and other junk to create incredible giant puppets, masks, shadow plays, and spectacular performances for all ages. Wednesday, February 24th, it is Exploring Hip-Hop and Music History with Jonathan Blanchard. Again, a virtual performance, this one at 10 a.m. This interactive program, including Jonathan Blanchard and his band, chronicles the evolution of American music from work songs to hip-hop, exploring all the elements that make up the essence of American music. And finally, Saturday, March 20th, The Joshua Show, free streaming event at 11 a.m., described as a modern-day Mr. Rogers with hipster appeal. The Joshua Show inspires us to spread kindness, joy, and love in an attempt to make the world a happier place to live. All right, a few things on the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. They've scheduled several streaming events over the next few months. Saturday, November 21st, Bernstein and Barber with Caroline Show, Caroline Shaw. And this is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Followed on Saturday, December 5th, by Zuhal Bailey plays Rachmaninoff, yet another symphony streaming event. Then Saturday, December 12th, the Kruger Brothers, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. As is Wednesday, December 23rd, Holiday Pops, a streaming event. And another one is Friday, December 25th, Christmas Day, The Nutcracker. This is from Carolina Ballet. And as I mentioned, it is a streaming event. As is Musician's Choice on Saturday, January 16th. Hold on, just to see. Yeah, Musician's Choice, it's a streaming event as well. Thursday, January 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Saturday, January 23rd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live. All right, checking out a few performances from the DPAC, Tuesday, November 17th, a live streaming event. It's Taj Mahal. Again, that's Tuesday, November 17th. Tuesday through Sunday, January 26th through the 31st, the band's visit. Tuesday through Sunday, February 2nd to the 7th, Escape from Margaritaville. Thursday, February 11th, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy. Tuesday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 28th, Pretty Woman, the musical. Tuesday through Sunday, March 16th through the 21st, To Kill a Mockingbird. Friday, April 16th, it is Chris Tucker. Tuesday, April 20th through Sunday, April 25th, the Reimagined Oklahoma. Those are some of the events coming up at Durham Performing Arts Center. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.